Jesus Christ condemned the sin of homosexuality in Sodom, Gomorrah, and in all eras. Jesus was emphatic and proclaimed, St. Luke 17:29, "The same day that Lot went out of Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all." Jesus Christ, the Son of God, reminded us of divine judgment in the Old Testament against the perverted cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and God's fiery destruction in which he destroyed them all. The Old and New Testaments are consistent. Jesus declared, St. Mark 13:10, "And the gospel must first be published among all nations." The gospel of Jesus Christ condemns homosexuals and transgender sinners. Christian ministers should preach the truth to all nations, warning them of the consequences of their sins. July 13, 2025 will be 64 consecutive years I have labored to repair the damaged lives of many who engaged in homosexual relationships. Those of you who read this message should consider the detriment that imposes on everyone who chooses that lifestyle, and others it directly and indirectly affects. Same-sex marriages conflicts with true Christianity, and violates God's basic principles of human reproduction. I have ministered to homosexuals who did not overcome the trauma it inflicted upon their lives. All parents should accept their responsibility to scrutinize the lives of teachers, priests, ministers, and all who are in authority to teach or lead their children. I knew a young woman of color who confessed to me that she was sexually involved with her lesbian schoolteacher. She was 16 years old. She never recovered from the affair. She led an unproductive life, and died with bitter resentment toward men. I counseled a young Caucasian male who had indulged in a same-sex relationship. He asked me to pray for him that God would give him strength to overcome it. He said that he was struggling to regain a normal life as a male, with hopes of marrying a female, and become a father of children. I knew several young men who perished as a direct result of homosexual relationships. There was a young man who frequently adorned himself in women's apparel. He flaunted his perversity before the public, and disregarded the word of God. He proceeded to tempt a car full of men who mistook him for a woman because of his attire. Subsequently, they invited him into their vehicle. However, when they discerned that they picked up a man and not a woman, they brutally beat him to death and discarded his body. They destroyed that young man who chose to violate God's commandment. When Jesus returns to earth, the consummation of time will end. In the final judgment, Jesus promised to cast all unbelieving sinners, who deliberately rebelled and disobeyed his words, into the destruction of hell. Psalm 9:17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." Those who believe the word in all times will be safe from the final destruction of hell. The psalmist believed and obeyed the truth. He clearly stipulated the advantages of all believers. Psalm 16:10, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." The Spirit of God in Jesus Christ will doom all sinners who will not repent of their illicit sex of homosexuality, and other sins. Therefore, men, stop molesting boys, and women, stop molesting girls. Jesus Christ was emphatic. He judged, condemned, and doomed homosexuality in all times. Jesus taught that a man should marry a woman. St. Matthew 19:5. "For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." It is evident that God established natural affection and the order of marriage from the beginning of creation. Homosexuality violates that order and hinders God's plan to replenish the earth. A growing number of people embraced that perversity, which justifiably incensed God against humanity. The cries of innocent children who were victims of homosexuals in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah grieved God, which moved him to destroy those evil perverts. The Scriptures says, Genesis 18:20-21, "And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me, and if not, I will know." In the Old Testament, Abraham initiated his intercessory prayer to God to spare his kindred, Lot, who lived in that sinful environment of Sodom and Gomorrah, if there were 50 righteous men within it. Genesis 18:23-24, and Abraham drew near, and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? Abraham ended his intercessory prayer in verse 32. O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once, peradventure 10 shall be found there. God said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. There were not 10 righteous men in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was the only righteous man in that region. The psalmist declared, Psalm 120:1, In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. God heard Lot's cries and prayers against homosexuals. God also hears the cries of distressed children who are innocent victims of homosexuality and transgender sinners. Two angels who came to Lot's home were ministers of God. God gave them the status of angels by divine providence with a prophetic message of destruction. Homosexuals saw those men and lusted after them, and sought for sexual pleasures. Genesis 19:4, But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. It is apparent that the men preyed upon the youth, and perverted their minds to commit acts of homosexuality. That sin became widespread throughout the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Many of them gathered to pervert the holy angels of God who had visited Lot. They surrounded Lot's home and said unto him, verses 5-8, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. I have two daughters which have not known man, those perverts refused two virgin women. Verses 9-10, And they said, To Lot stand back. This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge, now will we deal worse with thee, than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men angels put forth their hand, and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. Verses 12-13, And the men ministers said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. It was apparent that God sent those men who had the status of angels with the prophetic message to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, because of their sins of homosexuality. Verses 24-25, Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities, and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. God destroyed Lot's wife because she desired to be in Sodom and Gomorrah because of their wealth. Verse 26, But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. In the era of Judges, there was another account of the vile and repudiated act of homosexuality. God judged the tribe of Benjamin by declaring war against it for sympathizing with perverts, and protecting those who committed that evil. Judges 19:22-25, Now as they were making their hearts merry, behold, the men of the city, certain sons of Belial evil men, beset the house round about, and beat at the door, and spake to the master of the house, the old man, saying, Bring forth the man that came into thine house, that we may know him. And the man, the master of the house, went out unto them, and said unto them, Nay, my brethren, nay, I pray you, do not so wickedly, seeing that this man is come into mine house, do not this folly. Behold, here is my daughter a maiden virgin, and his concubine, them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seemeth good unto you, but unto this man do not so vile a thing. But the men would not hearken to him, so the man took his concubine, and brought her forth unto them, and they knew her, and abused her all the night until the morning, and when the day began to spring, they let her go. Those homosexuals were angry and violent because they desired the man who visited the homeowner. The man they desired to have sex with had given them his concubine, because he had no desire to have a sexual relationship with a man. They violently raped and abused his concubine, who subsequently died from their abuse. They were angry with him for refusing to have sex with them. He was not perverted. Therefore, he rejected their advances toward him. Those men had no natural desire for a woman. Their personal satisfaction was to control and lust after boys and men. They killed the woman. God manifested their evil doings, he was incensed against them. Judges 19:29-30, and when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coasts of Israel. And it was so, that all that saw it said, there was no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day. Judges 20:12-13, and the tribes of Israel sent men through all the tribe of Benjamin, saying, what wickedness is this that is done among you? Now therefore deliver us the men, the children of Belial, which are in Gibeah, that we may put them to death, and put away evil from Israel. But the children of Benjamin would not hearken to the voice of their brethren the children of Israel. Verse 18, and the children of Israel arose, and went up to the house of God, and asked counsel of God, and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, Judah shall go up first. Verse 23, and the children of Israel went up and wept before the Lord until even, and asked counsel of the Lord, saying, shall I go up again to battle against the children of Benjamin my brother? And the Lord said, go up against him. Verse 35, and the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,100 men, all these drew the sword. The Benjamites were sympathizers with homosexuals. Wherefore, God commanded Israel to fight against them and destroy them. God did not care for a devilish multitude who violated his word concerning humanity turning to homosexuality. He will cut off all perverts who refuse to repent of their sins. Now is the time to repent. Paul wrote, Romans 12:19, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Marriage is a sacred and divine entity reserved exclusively between a man and a woman. The first family was Adam and Eve, and their three sons, Cain, Abel, and Seth. God created and married Adam and Eve to love him and one another, to have children, take care of them, and love them. Genesis 2:22-24, and the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Adam was the first married man who was symbolic to all married men who followed God's instruction to marry a woman. Genesis 4:1-2, and Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep shepherd, but Cain was a tiller of the ground farmer. Verse 25, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth, for God, said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. Cain was the first murderer. When he took the life of his righteous brother Abel, he took his own life. As a result, God doomed him, and cut his life short. Verse 10, and he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Cain replied to God, verse 13, and Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. The psalmist declared, Psalm 127:3, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. When babies are born into the world, God rewarded himself for creating humanity in each generation, and replenishing the earth before some decease. When the children of Israel were captives in Babylon, Jeremiah proclaimed, Jeremiah 29:6, "Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished." In all times of biblical history, the Spirit of God condemned the sin of homosexuals. Simon Peter condemned it in the New Testament era. 2 Peter 2:6-8, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Lot was the one and only righteous man in Sodom and Gomorrah. They incensed him with their sinful and evil ways of homosexuals. God commanded Moses to proclaim to Israel, Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind, as with womankind, it is abomination." Leviticus 20:13, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them." Men cannot get pregnant because they do not have wombs. Women having sex with women cannot produce children. Homosexuality is evil. It is so abhorrent in the sight of God that death was the divine sentence for those who committed that sin under the law of Moses. It is a perversity, which morally and spiritually destroys nations and families. Our legal system does not give authority to kill those who commit homosexuality. Only God can condemn that sin. God declared to Moses, Deuteronomy 32:39, "I kill, and I make alive, I wound, and I heal, neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand." It is right for God to judge life and death cases of homosexuality. Same-sex marriages are lifestyles that are evil and unsuitable for all civilized societies. There are many biblical references against that practice. The Holy Scriptures warns all humanity that there will be no good end for those who alter the course of their sexual nature. In the New Testament, Paul proclaimed to the Roman Christians, Romans 1:26-27, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error." The Holy Scriptures records in all eras God's indignation and judgment against rebellious people who burn in their lust of homosexuality, and challenge God's law when they lie and say, "It is love." The truth is this: an evil spirit controls evil people. It is the lust of the flesh. Paul upheld God's law in the New Testament by denouncing homosexuality. Each true child of God understands that God created a man with natural affections for a woman, and a woman for a man. God gave them that affection. When lust perverts humans, their sexual desires change, and they become enemies of God and those who believe in Him, because of their unnatural desires for the same sex. Paul continues, Romans 1:25, "Who changed the truth of God into a lie? For that cause, many homosexuals persuaded their leaders to change laws because they believe that the heterosexual system discriminates against them." All leaders, politicians, and ministers should recognize that they have a responsibility to condemn homosexuality. Isaiah proclaimed that ungodly leaders condoned homosexuality and were instrumental in the perversion of young and old people. Isaiah 9:16, "For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed." Obviously, that is the reason Sodom and Gomorrah became perverted. The lust of their flesh deceived them. They convinced others to accept their perverted ways. Men, who have sex with men, and women with women, are not expressing love, but an extreme form of lust, which is profoundly heinous in the sight of God. The psalmist was emphatic. Psalm 7:11. God is angry with the wicked every day. God is angry at humanity in all societies in which homosexuality is legal. There were no criminal laws condemning it in Sodom and Gomorrah. That enabled those wicked people to distort the minds and bodies of young children, and seduce them into a life of literal perversion. Our second family began with Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives. After the destruction of the old world, the Lord saved only 8 people out of the whole world. Genesis 6:7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 9. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Genesis 7:13, in the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, into the ark. There were no homosexuals among them. Verse 1. The Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Verse 4. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. God will continue to destroy homosexuals. Verses 7 to 9. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in 2 and 2 unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Remember, there were no homosexuals among them. Even the creeping things, the beasts, and fowl of the air were male and female. God replenished humanity on earth through Noah and his family after the flood. We are all descendants of those 8 people who feared God. 1 Epistle of John 5:16, If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death hell, the second death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. God does not accept intercessory prayer for a sin unto death. John revealed the consistency of the Old Testament and the New Testament. God will not save humanity who does not repent committing heinous sins. Homosexuality was common among Gentiles, but not among the people of God. The Word of God governed the Jews. They were the first to receive the divine law, giving them a spiritual advantage over the nations of the world who rejected the truth and worshipped idols. Paul was emphatic to the Christians in Rome. Romans 3:1, What advantage then hath the Jew? Verse 2, Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. The psalmist wrote, Psalm 147:19-20, He sheweth his word unto Jacob, his statutes, and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Apostle Paul was a celibate and holy minister who never married. However, he maintained his body in a sacred manner. He did not have sex with anyone. He continued to condemn the sin of homosexuality as well as other sins. Paul declared, 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. The masses of people do not believe that God condemns the sin of homosexuality because the devil deceived them and they are lost. John revealed, Revelation 20:10, And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. However, God saved a very small remnant of people of all races who believe in him and condemn, and disdain, the sin of homosexuality. Isaiah was prophetic, Isaiah 1:9, Except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. God condemned the sin of homosexuality in all times. Isaiah condemned those who committed homosexuality and called it love. Isaiah 5:20, Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Allow me to reiterate, Jesus doomed homosexuals and all unbelievers in all times, who will not believe and obey his gospel for their salvation. He declared, St. John 5:28-29, Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. Verse 30, As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father God which hath sent me. Jesus continued, Because he is King of kings and Lord of lords, St. Matthew 25:34, Then shall the King say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Verse 41, Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus warned humanity about the future destruction of unbelievers who did not repent of their sins. St. Matthew 7:13-14, Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The psalmist was emphatic and dynamic. Psalm 1:5-6, Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Jesus declared, St. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The spirit of truth is the word of God. Obviously, we must believe the truth. Moses carried a burden for disobedient people in his era. He prayed to God. Numbers 11:14, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. Verses 16-17, And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. Currently, the Holy Spirit of God placed a heavy burden upon me to write this sermon and warn America about the sin of homosexuality and its consequences. He reiterated to me, and instructed me to write this sermon as he spoke to the prophets of all times, the apostles, and elders in the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 15:28, For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost, and to us, to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things. Numbers 11:33-34, And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And, they buried the people that lusted. Eating out of the context of God's time, and sexual pleasure are lusts of the flesh. 1 Epistle of John 2:16-17, For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father God, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doth the will of God abideth forever. Paul was emphatic, and declared the mystery of the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ the regenerated spiritual believers of all times shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Apostle Paul was dynamic, and articulated to the Roman Christians, Romans 8:8, So then they that are in the flesh sin cannot please God. Verse 13, For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die eternal death in the lake of fire, but if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body lust, ye shall live. John revealed in the book of Revelation the final judgment and eternal destruction of all unbelievers, who did not repent of their sexual sins and all other sins. Revelation 20:14-15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Conclusion, Hebrews 4:12-13, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Jesus Christ was prophetic, and proclaimed, St. Luke 21:22, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. St. Matthew 5:18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Apostle Paul was emphatic, and declared, Philippians 1:17, I am set for the defense of the gospel. God anointed and sent true ministers of all eras to defend the gospel.